After hiccups with a USDA service provider contract that facilitates the transactions of SNAP programs and others like Double Up Food Bucks, people in the farmers market community were worried about negative impacts that would follow.
The contract issue did have a potential to impact this program if there were delays in some of our market's ability to accept SNAP. However, it does seem like there has been a solution identified.
That's Jess Church, a public health dietitian with the Utah Department of Health. She says the National Association of Farmers Markets gathered funding to extend the contract until next February. The extended time is allowing farmers markets across the nation, including Utah, to continue using the hardware and software instead of raising funds to buy new equipment in the middle of the season.
The way Double Up Food Bucks works, it helps low-income families to bring home more fruits and vegetables from local farmers markets by matching the value of federal SNAP or food stamp benefits dollar for dollar, up to $10 for each market day at participating site.
But with contract confusion and lack of funding, why are people working so hard to keep these benefit programs running at farmers markets?
Part of that whole triple win of Double Up Food Bucks that helps families and local farmers and our local economies as well. So farmers reported 76% reported making more money and selling more fruits and vegetables because of Double Up Food Bucks. 45% reporting that they were likely or very likely to increase the variety of crops that they grow because of the program.
Since 2015, the Double Up Food Bucks incentives have benefited over 10,000 low-income Utahns, according to Church. Now that the contracts and funding are back on track, the Double Up Food Bucks program is starting this week. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.